This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1338. Turn up your AC and drink some OJ to break the connection barrier in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Acronyms can help you connect with native speakers because when you use the same acronyms native speakers have been using their whole lives, it builds instant connection. Today, get 7 acronyms that will work this magic for you. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm super excited to attend the web class that you and Jessica are having today. It's happening today.
It is. So we are excited to do this web class. This is about how to be funny in English. So, I mean, how much more fun can you get? This is an awesome web class. I mean, it doesn't even sound like a class. I mean, this is a fun thing. So we are really excited to do it. And you have to come and join us.
Oh, you guys have to get in on this, right? So we did one on Saturday and the second one is today. And it's going to be great. You know, the link to go sign up, guys, is allearsenglish.com/funny. But this is a really good one for you, Michelle, because you actually spend some time as a comedy writer and a stand-up comedian kind of on the side a little bit, right?
A little bit. Yep. I've done improv. I've done stand-up. I've done a lot of theater and I've done writing for comedy. So this is so exciting for me. I'm glad I get to share a little bit from this. And I don't know if I'm the funniest person, but I'm going to try.
I think you're pretty funny. In your own way.
Thank you. Maybe like a little bit quirky.
Yeah, a little quirky.
Yeah. So we are going to have a good time, give you guys some tips on how to be funny in English. So that's going to be fun. So definitely come and join us.
Yeah, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/funny. This is your last chance. We are not recording this web class. We do not record our web classes. So if you don't make it, then you miss it forever. We don't know if we're going to do this one again. Who knows? And there will be a special offer at the end of the web class that you will not be able to get again also. So allearsenglish.com/funny. Okay, cool. So
awesome. All right, cool. So LOL, Lindsay.
LOL. Oh,
speaking of funny.
You know what? When I first heard this LOL, I thought it stood for lots of laughs. And then I came to find out later that it's actually laughing out loud. So I found it kind of confusing at first because no one explains what these things mean. They just use them.
Right. Actually, so yeah, guys, LOL, we may have talked about this in another episode, but it, and I maybe have shared this story, I don't know, but it is laughing out loud. And I remember, so I went to see a live taping of Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
This was like over 10 years ago. And I remember they were talking, there was an actress on, and she said that she thought LOL meant lots of love.
And, oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so she texted her kid something like, "I love you so much, LOL," or "I'm so proud of you, LOL." And they were like, "What?
That's hilarious."
I know. I love it. So, Lindsay, today we're going to be talking a little bit more about this stuff. So, I mean, Lindsay, do you go to the ATM or do you use like more credit cards or Venmo most of the time?
I don't go to the ATM anymore. I've completely stopped. I used to. It's funny. When I first moved to Boston in like 2010, 2012, I was always getting cash at the ATM. Yeah. Now it's almost 100% credit cards.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah. IMO, it's just easier to use.
And also the fact that we get, you know, credit cards give you points. And that's huge because you get points, you get flight miles, you get money back to go against your bill. Why would you not? And you build your credit score when you use your credit card. So why would you use cash?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. So I don't even know the last time I went to an ATM.
Me too. Me neither, to be honest. Maybe when I was traveling abroad, like in Cambodia or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's true. I don't do it anymore. That's like a clear change in lifestyle over the last 10 years. It's really interesting when we see those drastic changes.
Yeah, definitely. Some places you can't even use, you can't even use cash. I've been to some coffee shops where it's only credit card.
Yeah, but then you also still do occasionally end up at a place that's cash only, like a dive bar or like a homey coffee shop or I don't know, kind of like food stands, that sort of thing.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Well, that's another conversation for another day. But Lindsay, we were using the words ATM and IMO. I don't know if I would say IMO, but in ATM, do you know what that stands for?
Yeah, it stands for automatic teller machine.
Yeah. Yeah. So an IMO is in my opinion. So we're going to get to more of these in just a second because we have a great question from a listener.
Yes.
Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Okay. So let's see. You
I
guys.
Start here.
All right. I have a question. This is from Rodrigo. Right. I was talking with a friend of mine and he wrote the words IMO and ATM. Can you guys explain to me what this means? I didn't find it in the dictionary. Thanks for your show. You guys rock. Well, thank you, Rodrigo. Good question.
Thanks, Rodrigo. Yeah, this is a great question. So this is such a huge topic and there's so many of these.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, they're just everywhere, right? And it may not be that easy to find what they mean, depending on where you're looking. But guys, so we are going to talk more in a second about this. So some episodes that we have done. So we did episode 1141 was hashtag Internet English. And what other ones? Lindsay?
So we did 693 where we talked about FYI, AKA, and LOL.
Yep,
and other
and I probably
acronyms.
Told the story there, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I think I remember it, but that's okay. Yeah. It's good to go back and get our background knowledge. 308, episode 308, guys, and episode 805. By the way, if you're using the iOS app, you can get these easily by just typing into the search bar, right? Type the number into the search bar and that episode will pull right up. AllEarsEnglish.com/bonuses. Cool.
Awesome. Okay. So definitely go and get those, guys. This is a very popular topic, as you can see. But we definitely wanted to answer your question, Rodrigo, because it's so useful. It's so useful for our listeners. And there's so much. It's great to review these topics and to continue to learn about more. It seems like it's a never ending list.
I know. And it is because new ones are cropping up all the time.
That's true.
You know, especially like I think teenagers probably create these and then it kind of flows into adults and
yeah. No, it's true. It's true. Yeah. So some of these are used some are used frequently and even more than the longer version, right? So like you don't say like automatic teller machine, right?
Yeah.
So that's not informal, right? ATM is not informal. But
yeah, you would never say out of it. Right. I see what you mean. Like certain ones, you have to use the acronym. Other ones, it's kind of weird and kind of pop culture-y to use them.
Yeah.
Right. Like IMO.
Right. It was weird for me to say that.
Yeah, I like, wouldn't
that might
say
be
that.
More written in a text message.
Yeah, like to be honest, until we recorded today, I didn't even know what that stood for. But that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, so let's talk more about this. So this is about initialisms and acronyms. Okay. So there's a little bit overlap between the two of them, but basically an initialism is kind of like an acronym. It's like a type of an acronym, right?
Okay.
But an acronym makes an entirely new word. Right?
Yeah.
So an initialism, you say each letter. So like ATM, ATM.
Oh, as opposed to saying like Adam. We don't say Adam is what you're saying.
Right. Exactly. So like we'll go through some of these. And again, there's some overlap. So don't worry about this too much. I mean, it's not really like I have to know.
It doesn't matter.
Which one it is, but it's just kind of a fun fact.
Right. I mean, the point, guys, today, what we want you to come away with is to be relevant, right? We want you to be able to connect with native speakers in this way because they use these acronyms. So you need to use them too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about whether it's an acronym or an initialism, but it's interesting just to know that there is a difference.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so let's go through some of the ones that we use more frequently or maybe not, and we'll just go through them. So again, we said ATM, right? So that's like, you know, a bank teller, of course. And that's very usual, whereas IMO, we already talked about it, maybe more in a text message rather than saying it.
Yeah, and definitely young. That one is young, right? I feel like teenagers use that. Maybe people in their 20s, not so much people my age, I think, in their 30s. What do you think, Michelle?
I don't say it. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. Do people actually say it? I don't know. I don't know, depending on the age or if it's really just a written thing. I'm not sure. But this one, AC, I mean, conditioning.
So important. Everyone knows this, guys. If you're going to take away one acronym, take away this one.
Exactly. Yeah. Air conditioning, right? So this is, I mean, I think that this is used more frequently than conditioning.
Oh, yeah. You're going to hear this everywhere all the time, especially if you live in a humid climate in the summer like New York, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm, right.
AC is very embedded in our culture as opposed to air conditioning. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember when I first moved to New York and it was so hot. I moved in the summer and I remember going out and buying like a big AC unit and installing it in the window with my dad and like.
In college,
in freshman year and sophomore year, my dorm did not have AC and it was awful.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh man. In New York, I was always in a third or fourth floor walk up on the top floor. Fourth floor walk up, three different buildings. I also moved in like July 1st, of, I think 2006 in Manhattan. And I'm walking up and carrying all my stuff up to the top floor and you're just dripping in sweat because New York is so humid. Mm-hmm. It really is. And there's no elevator, right? A walk up, it means you don't have an elevator in the building. Right. So tricky stuff.
Definitely. Okay, this next one is very relevant for the times. What is it, Lindsay?
So POTUS, so President of the United States. So this one's used a lot. You'll hear pundits on the news channels using this. And there's also SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States.
Right, that's true.
Right. And then so we play off of this acronym in a lot of different ways.
Don't we say FLOTUS also for First Lady?
We do, First Lady of the United States. Yeah, so we have a few of these. We could do a whole nother episode just on political acronyms, probably.
That's right.
But that's the big one to know, guys. POTUS.
Yeah. Yes. So people would say that. It's kind of a cute way of saying president, or people would write this. So and then going a step under POTUS is what?
The VP or sometimes.
We don't say V POTUS though.
No, we don't say it. That's interesting, huh? But we say VEEP. Sometimes you might say VEEP, V-E-E-P as a spoken form for.
Right.
So is there a TV show about this?
There is. Veep. Did you ever watch
Veep? No, that one I don't.
Oh my gosh. That is the best show ever, Lindsay. You have to watch it. Well, do you know Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yeah, I know. She was the one from Seinfeld. Seinfeld, of course. Yes.
Oh my gosh, you have to watch the show. It's absolutely hilarious, especially Lindsay. You're into politics, and
I'm kind of into politics. Yeah,
I mean, you like to follow it on for better or worse. But I do. I recommend this show, guys. If you're gonna watch the show, I highly recommend it. However, I will say there is a ton of raunchy language and raunchy situations on the show, so I would not say, "Oh, okay, Everyone, go watch Veep with your 3-year-old." Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay,
unless you want to. I don't know. It's up to you.
Good. Good to know. Messages. Good to know. We'll take that warning.
Yeah, exactly. But hilarious, amazing show. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one, also very much used in a spoken format, right? So PIN, personal identification number.
Do you ever say personal identification number?
No, I wouldn't. It takes way too long to say that. So a PIN, right. What's your PIN? But it's interesting because we say PIN number, right. Exactly. Which is, you're right, Michelle, you made this note. It is redundant.
Yeah, PIN number. I mean, I feel like I say PIN number more than just PIN.
Yeah, enter your PIN or enter your PIN number. We've done episodes before about sayings that are kind of redundant. We could revisit that another day for sure. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is OJ for orange juice.
Yes. Great one.
That one's a common one. So guys, I tried to use mostly ones that are pretty common, although IMO we had a little discussion about, but these are, you will hear these around.
Yeah, and most of these ones that we've taught you guys today are not like brand new, super trendy. IMO is the only one that's super trendy and like teenagery, right? The rest are just embedded in our culture, okay?
Yeah, so they're important to use, yeah.
Yeah, yes, totally agree.
Definitely. All right, Lindsay, so let's do a little role play. We are making a plan for the day.
Okay, here we go. So what should we do today?
IMO, we need to get some things done. I need to go to the ATM.
Didn't you forget your PIN number?
Yes. So I'll actually have to go in now that I think of it. Want some OJ?
Sure. Oh, geez. We have to get someone over here to repair our AC before it gets hot.
That's true. Okay, I'm on it.
Oh, dear. Did you see what POTUS tweeted?
What else is new? Did the VP comment?
No. Oh, God. I could never follow the Twitter feed of the president. I could never. That's too much. Too much.
I used to. I used to be curious. Like, I mean, not in a good way, but I used to be like, awful, oh, gosh, what do you say now? And then now I just have to get in this zen space of like, don't look at it.
Yeah. I mean, I follow the news more than I want to. So I get it all in the news. Right. They talk about every single tweet. So
right.
I don't.
That's the thing.
But I feel like to get it kind of raw, like right out of Twitter would be worse.
Exactly. So this is a real conversation someone good to have about the POTUS tweeting.
Oh, for sure. So, all right. So first you said IMO. So that one, I feel like we may not say it. I don't know. You're going to have to ask like an 18-year-old whether they would say that
gonna
or not.
I'm going to go find an 18-year-old. I don't even know if I know. Well, I guess I can ask some students.
Yeah, you can ask them whether they say it or not. I don't know. But guys, maybe just writing that in a text message is safer. Okay. And then ATM, very so spoken. Useful. Yep.
And then what? PIN number.
Yeah, redundant, but we say it. Mm-hmm. And then OJ, you know, want some OJ. Apparently, I'm going to get you some OJ inside the bank, which is weird. But
No. I'm imagining we are planning the day. Store. No. Okay, so this is what I was thinking. I was thinking we're like, maybe we're roommates or whatever. We're hanging out and we're kind of getting ready for the day and we're talking about what we want to do.
See.
Or maybe you're my friend and you came over and then I said, want some OJ?
Oh, okay. So I'm at your house. You're offering me OJ. Got it. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I had to set the scene for you more, Lindsay. I mean, I can get really into this here. Like, what are we each wearing? What does the room look like if we need?
I think that's enough context right there. I got it. It doesn't make sense to get OJ at a bank. So now I understand what the context is.
Guys, let us know if you can get OJ at your bank.
Then I said, oh, dear. Did you see what POTUS tweeted? Yeah, awful. And then you said
AC also.
Oh, AC, of course. Really important, guys. Again, take that one away, if anything. And then you said, did the VP comment? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the VP even has a Twitter account. He doesn't really do that. But, oh, God, Trump definitely does, which is so painful.
So many comments and also no comments at this
point. There's not much we could say right now, but maybe another day we'll unleash it. We'll see. But for today, for our listeners, what's the takeaway for our listeners today?
I mean, this is a great question. There are endless examples of acronyms, initialisms, whatever you want to call them, right? We talked a little bit about some distinctions, but we can always do follow-ups on this. This was a fun mix-up, but we can do themes in the future as well, right? Yeah. Like the political one. So try using some of these today, especially AC, OJ, POTUS, things like that, and listen for them. Like maybe do you hear somebody say OJ more? Or do you hear orange juice more? Try and investigate. What are you hearing more frequently? And also let us know, what are your favorite ones?
Yeah, guys, acronyms can be powerful for connection, right? If you start saying things like OJ, AC, these things that we as native speakers have been using since we were kids, that's going to create a connection that's unique, right? It's going to break that barrier between you and that other person. So I highly recommend trying to insert these, you know, into your language. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And guys, before we go, remember, you got to hang out. We are tonight doing How to Be Funny in English. So miss out on that. That's allearsenglish.com/funny.
It's going to be so cool, guys. Yeah. So we'll see you there. Go get your spot before the spots fill up. Again, it's your last chance. It's not recorded.
All right. Not recorded. Okay.
Yes. All right. All right, Michelle, this has been a great one. Have a good one. Talk
Thanks,
to you soon.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.